Thank you, Rahul. I'm pretty excited, and it's a pleasure to be talking to you today.
Yeah, same here. Yeah, it's a pleasure talking to you as well. And love to the audience to know about your story. If you want, love to have you start like your introduction and seeing where you started in life and how you become very successful. So I'd love to hear the story.
So I mean, I don't want to make it a really long and boring story. That once upon a time, I'm not going to get there. But I just want to say that I think I wanted to become a singer since the age of five. I have been, my dad is a professional singer, so, you know, you can say it runs in the family. Yeah. And that's what I always wanted to be. That's what I've always dreamt to be. And yeah, my journey has been quite magical. It started off when I was 5 years old, learning under my dad, then learning some other teachers, Shastriya Sangeet, Hindustani classical music, and then going on to learning Western classical music. And then finally being able to, take my step into the world of this music industry, as you call it, under the complete guidance of one of the legendary artists that we have in our country called Mr. Leslie Woods. So that's my story. It's pretty short, but I don't want to make it too long and make all your listeners go to sleep. But yeah, that's my story. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, that's amazing. So did your dad inspire you to get into the music industry, or what inspired you?
Yeah, because when I was small, that was the only thing that I was surrounded with, music. My dad is also a stage performer. He used to perform in various orchestras. He's also been a part of various orchestras. So, you know, all the songs of Lata Ji, Asha Ji, Mohammad Rafi, Kishore Da, all the old songs, everything I have grown up with. So, yeah, my dad has been the first inspiration to me becoming a singer.
Nice. Yeah, that's amazing. And in terms of your songs, I took a look at your YouTube page, and it looks like a wide, different variety of genre. You have like a mix of music. So, what's your favorite type of music? Like, you like to sing usually?
I've been asked this question very many times by a lot of people, but you know, I can't define it. Yeah. I can't say that I love this. Yes, I just love music. Period. But yes. With my influences, I think I'm more drawn towards Hindustani classical or light music, that we call it Bollywood here. Yeah. I am more drawn towards that, but yes, because I have also learned Western classical, and I was a soprano in an internationally acclaimed choir called Stopgap, so I'm also drawn towards that. But yeah, I think I just love music, period. I listen to a lot of music, a lot of different types of genres, and also I can't really pick one. It's really tough for me to pick one.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, no, actually, I took a look at some of your music, and it's really inspiring, like what you've been singing. You have a great voice, so I think a lot of the audience members will love to hear your, you know, music, and I think they'll have a good vibe to it. I think people will
see it. Yeah, I think we're in the age of social media. Everything is accessible very easily. So all your listeners, viewers can follow me on Kavya Jones Official on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, everything. You'll find my music there. There's lots coming up. I've just started my journey, and I know it's going to be filled with a lot of music and different kinds of music.
Nice. Yeah, that's amazing. And and I know just recently you launched your new song, and I would love to hear a little bit about like the background of that song, like how you came up with that, and what inspired you to come up with that song.
Oh, I'm half Gujarati, half Punjabi. Right. So Garba literally is you know, it's like in my genetics, like Garba is all about it. Gujarati folk music is also something that, you know, I was born with. So I have been my inspiration has always been one woman from whom I actually started my Garba journey. That was Falguni Pathak. So I know a lot of your listeners would surely know her, because she's called the Dantra Queen in India, and hopefully all over the world as well. So yeah, so she was my inspiration. So this song is actually Halo Halo is actually a Gujarati folk song. Right. And I had the utmost privilege to be, to have it recreated and reproduced and make it so massive by Mr. Leslie Lewis. And yeah, so I think the inspiration of the song has always been, like I said, it's just me. Garba in Gujarati folk music is a lot in me. So yeah, so but to bring it in a more modern way, I think it would not have been possible without Mr. Leslie Lewis and his magic that he's put in this song. And it has reached it has really been applauded by a lot of people. So yeah.
Nice. Yeah, that's wonderful. Yeah, I really love the story so far, and also I guess what do you think are kind of like the latest trends now where in India in terms of music and like technology, business, like where do you see it moving forward in the next say 5 to 10 years in terms of that, those different spaces?
I think we're in such an amazing space right now in the music scene. There's so much music. There's so much music that is being received by people. We're not stuck up on one genre or one type of music. Everything seems to be trending, I think. Mm. And I feel that the independent music scene, I mean, we're coming from a space where film music had a lot of precedence over the past 15, 20 years. But due to I think I can give a little bit credit to COVID, because a lot of artists got back home, and we're artists. We are people who are always on the road. We love performing and we love doing live concerts and all of that. So I think a lot of artists got some time to sit down and create some really amazing content of their own. And that's one thing that's completely trending, that is content. And a lot of content related to music, I can see. And like I said, it's a fantastic place to be in. It's a fantastic place to be very sure that whatever you put out, there will be somebody who's going to listen to you. It doesn't need the medium of films only anymore. Right. And I feel really blessed to be a part of this this era of music. I completely feel privileged that I'm an artist now, for sure.
Right, makes sense. Yeah, no, that's definitely true. Actually, a lot of people have been at home, like for most, like during this time during COVID.
Yeah,
it's been pretty.
Because that took, our music and something that we all wanted to create.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and if maybe for the audience, if you could like maybe sing a few lines of your new song or one of your songs, that'd be great.
Oh, sure. इहालो हालो चामुंड मान दर्शन करिए इहालो हालो चामुंड मान दर्शन करिए हिमाना दर्शन ते दुख दूर खाए चामुंड मान दर्शन करिए हालो हालो चामुंड मान दर्शन करिए
ओह वाव नाइस दैट्स अमेजिंग Yeah, and so I guess in terms of, like you mentioned, you were 5 years old when you started singing. How's that journey been for you so far, like from that time till now? What's your, I guess, best experience so far?
It's been fantastic. It's been a journey filled with a lot of learning, hard work, drive to just become a singer, keep working at your art, craft every single day, and just bettering yourself, being the best version of myself. I think that's been, up until now, I have that's been since 5 years old to now. I have been just doing that.
Nice. Yeah, that's amazing. And I guess what is like one piece of advice you would give to say like the young generation, like in terms of females who want to like say become a singer or an artist like you, I guess one advice you would give to them, one piece of advice.
I think that, the one piece of advice that I've really followed, and might just sound cliche, but everybody would be say the same thing, is really, I mean, you really need to have a lot of passion towards what you really want to do. You really need to love it 100%. And with that comes hard work, with that comes perseverance, and all of that. But it needs to start with passion. It needs to start with something that you just really, really love doing. And there are going to be, it's not going to be a really smooth ride. It's going to be a roller coaster ride. Yeah. So with that, I'd say have patience, because the industry that we are in is filled with uncertainty, And now I would say after COVID, I wouldn't say it's just for my industry. I think uncertainty lies with the entire world. Because we all didn't know that COVID is going to hit us and we're all going to sit back at home. So that has been uncertain and unpredictable. So I think even our business is very, very uncertain. So we need to have a lot of patience. We need to hold our ground, have a lot of self-belief, because a lot of things can, break you. But I feel if your belief system is really strong, nothing can really, really break you.
That's true.
I think that's one tiny little advice that I can give everybody, because that's exactly what I have to follow. And I'm trying to follow everybody. It's very tough. Right. It's easy to say, but it's too hard to do. But yeah, that's one thing I can tell everybody.
Nice. Yeah, that's great advice for the audience, and also like people in the young generation, and also people who want to get in that space. So yeah, thank you for that. And also in terms of your music, what would you say has been one of your best songs so far? Like you were saying. So,
Other than this, this song, I think It's from my EP called Kavya Jones. It's a self-titled EP. Everybody can go on to YouTube and check it out. But it's a three-song EP, and one of my favorite songs from that from the three songs is called Behek Gayi Main.
Okay.
If you can go and check it out, or your listeners in Europe can go and check it out. To me, it's one of my most special, and a song very, very close to my heart. That entire EP is close to my heart, but since you asked me one of my best songs, I feel that is one of my best songs, which I have started off my journey of independent music with.
Nice. Yeah, that's amazing. And I guess, and since you're based in India, I know it's been a little hard, because of the lockdown and everything. Have you been able to travel recently, to other parts of the world, or have you been to the US and performed here?
I have been to the US two times. And I have family there as well. Before that, but now recently, it's not. It's been. We're still under lockdown in that sense for traveling. I'm really hoping that I'd come to the US super soon, because there's lots happening even there. I really can't wait to come and perform in the US. Yeah. And answering to your other question, that have I been traveling much? No, because it's been a little, people are still a little skeptical to move out a lot.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that things really start off soon. And because I'll tell you one thing, as an artist, your stage is your home.
That's true.
And
yeah.
How long can somebody be displaced? It gets stuck. So I think we all artists right now feel that we are not at home. We're stuck up somewhere, and we're displaced from our habitat, and we really need to get back very, very soon. So fingers crossed.
Right.
And I really hope it happens super soon.
Ruckus Avenue Radio.
Definitely. And I guess in terms, I know you mentioned early the COVID situation in India, how it's changed our lives in terms of being at home and playing singing and people in different spaces. So how's that been for you, since I guess 2020 and the beginning of COVID? How's that changed the way you put your music together?
It's changed a lot, because like I said, before COVID happened, we were just sitting on the road. We were traveling so much. I mean, I can't even tell you, I've gone through days when we were not at home, and I've not met my parents for 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. You're always on the road, and you always have that rush to go and perform on stage. So you don't have a zen moment. You don't have we need to stop now. I think COVID really made us stop for a bit and dream. Because as artists, we're always running and, we're performing, and it's a lot of energy. So COVID really gave me that. It gave me, a breather. But I think this breather has become too long. I need to, catch hold of my energy moments quickly. But yeah, it's changed a lot musically for me. Because, it got me time to sit back, practice on my craft. Mm-hmm. more, create Kavya Jones, the EP, create a lot of songs. I have actually, if you go onto my Instagram, I've started something really amazing called hashtag Fridays with KJ. Yeah. So, you know, there is, I pick up some famous Bollywood songs and I recreated them in my own version. So I'd love for you and your viewers and listeners to watch that as well, because that's very exciting and amazing. So yeah, it gave me so much time to create so much music and, you know, put it out there, because now social media is that medium through which you can just put out whatever you feel like. And you know, it's a fantastic, it has its advantages and disadvantages, but it is an advantage for us as artists to just put out your music. You don't need anybody else to help you put out your music anymore. So yeah, 2020 and 2021 has been only about creating music, honing your craft, sitting down with yourself and reflecting on what all you have done over the past years before COVID. And that has really helped me, and that has really, I think, as a person, I can say that it brought a lot of calmness and center to my life. So, yeah.
Nice. Yeah, that's amazing. And I guess going back to Leslie Lewis a little bit, just I guess if you want to give some insight on like your journey with him and how's that been like as an
actor. Oh my God, I think now we need a completely different session for that, because I can keep talking about Mr. Lewis and everything I say would be there. But yeah, I'm fortunate, touch wood, to be working with one of the legendary composers, producers, singers and artists of our country and the world. He is the man who has given multiple hits. He's actually the father of indie pop. The father of independent music. He's the man who got independent music in the 90s. Like I said, Bollywood film music, Hindi film music has been very, very dominant in our industry, in our musical scene. But he was the man who got independent music, the trend of independent music in the 90s back then, with songs like Pari Hume, Yaro Dosti, Pal, Janam Samjha Karo with Asha Ji, and etc, etc, etc. And he had one of the famous classical fusion bands called the Colonial Cousins with Hariharan. So you have songs like Krishna, Sani Dhappa, etc, etc, etc. So I'm fortunate enough to be with this, you know, this musical genius, learn under him every single day, perform with him. I'm his co-vocalist. I have performed all over the world with Mr. Leslie Lewis. I have got to learn so much. I'm still learning, and like I said, you can't stop me from talking about him, otherwise I think the entire interview will get over. I can push this, we can take this to another session and we can talk about Leslie, sir. But yeah, and right now, Mr. Leslie Lewis has started his own genre and brand of music called Global Hindi. So if you go onto his page, you will see he's the only Indian artist right now to be releasing independent original songs every month. And my album, Kavya Jones, falls into that brand of music called Global Hindi. And even this song that you all that you just heard, Halo Halo, also falls into that brand of Global Hindi. So Mr. Lewis is, like I said, is a musical genius. He's been reinventing the musical scene since the 90s. He's still doing it. So, you know, I'd urge all of you guys to go on to his page and you get to hear my EP as well and the other songs as well.
Definitely, that's awesome, and going back to, I know you said you're half Gujarati, half Punjabi, and Garba is like a big part of your life, and I actually have a lot of friends here in Virginia, they're big into Garba, so it would actually be cool, like when you, next time in the U.S., it'd be great to have you perform at like, you know, one of the Garba shows.
Please call me, I'd love to come and perform Garba, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Do you do that a lot in India? Like, do you go to a lot of, like,
Garba? I perform a lot of Garba shows here as well.
Nice.
But like I said, COVID and we all are stuck up still. You know, Garba needs large audiences and a lot of crowd. So that's not yet allowed here. So yeah, I'm hoping next year, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and I guess I'll be just changing the topic a little bit, but it's actually, I'm working on this app. I think I probably mentioned to you before. It's a connecting Booking and Music Streaming app, and so just wanted to get your thoughts on to see if say an artist like you, if you would use an app like a virtual museum where people can book different talent like yourself for virtual events as well as physical events. So that includes Zoom parties, Instagram live videos, and Facebook live videos. So do you think that could change the way people connect with one another on a daily basis, or get different talents?
Absolutely. I mean, right now the only savior for all of us is Instagram, yeah. Facebook, virtual events, YouTube lives, right. Instagram lives. That's the only savior. Actually, we've been able to connect with our fans through these portals for sure. So yes. If you're gonna have something like that called the virtual museum, in that sense, it's yeah. a fantastic idea, because that's how we'll be able to reach out to people, increase our audience, because music needs to be really reached out to a lot of. I mean, today I'm sitting over here talking to you about my song, so I'm reaching out to you, and reach out to other people taking my music. So I think that's a fantastic idea, and I hope your app really does well, because it's a really fabulous way of connecting with larger audiences, and through because like I said, this is the only way we can do it right now, because we can't meet anybody else.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, and actually, I'm going to also be tying VR technology to that, where people can view real-time events happening right in front of their eyes. So, wearing VR goggles. Do you think, in terms of India, have people been using, VR technology, to see, VR goggles? I bet, there's a lot of technology, booming in India, especially, Bangalore and...
I think you're talking to a person who's really technologically handicapped, but I'm really sorry, I don't really know about that. Sure, it will. If you're working in Bangalore, I think Bangalore is the IT
hub.
Working that's gonna work even in India, more parts of India.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I was thinking your listeners, say for example, someone wears a VR goggle and they watch your songs through YouTube, maybe that could change the way people listen to your music online, something like that. Yeah.
So I'm just trying to understand this. So you wear it and then
it's a VR headset, so it's a big goggles, so you wear it on top of your
I'm performing for you.
Yeah, so it feels right in front of you,
Oh, that's fantastic, actually. That's gonna lift the videos, everything, to some other level. It becomes so personal. That's really a fantastic idea.
Yeah, so for example, say you come to the US or in India, you're performing at a car bus show, and people are sitting at home, say they don't not able to make it, they're not able to come, then they can view you singing at the actual live, using those goggles. Yeah. So that's how.
Yeah. So they feel that they're part of the event. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that'll really work.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so I thought I'll get your thoughts on that, just to see if that's something you might.
Yeah, I mean that's going to be such a fantastic idea, because people will feel who can't get to the event for some odd reason, if they can be a part of it and feel they're completely involved in it, that'll be super. That'll really be great.
Yeah. Yeah, makes sense.
New pleasure, and I love to do that.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, no, that's true. That's amazing how you've been able to collaborate with some people like Trey Rochelle and all the Bollywood artists. So that's
one of my recent projects, since you asked me, and it's released, so I can talk about that.
So. Nice. Yeah, that's amazing. And I guess those are some of the questions I had. But yeah, I'd love to hear anything from you. If you have any other thoughts about your music or just in general. I'd love to hear from you, and or any other closing thoughts here.
Yeah, I mean, my closing thoughts would be, I'm really happy that I'm on your show today, and I've been able to speak to you. It has been an absolute pleasure, and only one thing I'd love to tell all your listeners and viewers, that keep listening to me, keep enjoying my music, keep enjoying music, period, because I think that's one of the greatest stress busters we all have. Yeah. And yeah, follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and keep watching out for me, and keep looking out for new music from my end, some amazing collaborations, and stay safe, stay healthy, and I can't wait to visit the US soon and come and perform for all of you.
Yeah, most hopefully, and yeah.
We'll be virtual. Until then, we'll be virtual. But that reality is going to happen very soon.
Yeah, that's true. And I guess before we end this, maybe if you want to sing maybe one of your, like, another song of yours, like a few lines. I know you sang the earlier, the new one earlier, but I'd love to maybe hear another one of yours.
So I'm going to sing a Jeannie Dhamakedar song from my EP.
Okay.
I don't know if you like it, or, but I'm going to sing it because it's really fun, and I don't want to end this conversation on a sad or that kind of song. So I'm going to sing one song called Teri Aankhein Sexy Sexy for my
Okay.
Teri Aankhein Sexy Sexy, tu hai mera sara galaxy, a sophisticated lady, honey, teri. Teri aankhein sexy sexy, tu hai mera sara galaxy, a sophisticated lady, honey, teri. Aankhon mein dastoor hai, dil mein bari phool hai, main teri teri, teri teri. Aankhon mein dastoor hai, dil mein bari phool hai, main teri teri. Ooh, masti mein chhoda mein, New York Paris khua mein, main teri teri, teri teri.
Sexy. Oh, yeah.
That was one song from my EP. So.
Nice. I really love that. That's a great. I love the like sound, like that you know, that bass, like you just.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Yeah, really. It's on. Is it on Apple Music?
It's on Apple Music. All my songs are available on Apple, Spotify.
Nice.
I don't know if you guys have JioSaavn over there.
Yeah,
JioSaavn, Hungama Music, all the major platforms it's available on. You can go and follow me on Spotify, and a lot of fun stuff coming up, so stay tuned.
That's awesome, and if you want to repeat maybe for the audience your like your Instagram handle and your Facebook, like the name.
Yes, my Instagram handle is Kavya Jones Official. My Facebook handle is also Kavya Jones Official. My Twitter handle is Kavya Jones Official. On YouTube, you can just type Kavya Jones and you'll get all my songs.
Nice. Awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, no, thanks so much for, you know, being a guest on here, and I really appreciate your time, and it was a great conversation. I really love your voice, and it's amazing what you've been doing over the years. So, yeah, but thanks so much for sharing.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, I'm Joy from Raleigh, North Carolina, and I love Ruckus Radio.
Thank you. हल्की हल्की सांसों से बहक गई मैं, बहकी मैं तेरी मीठी बातों से, आंखों में ही आंखों से बहक गई मैं, बहकी मैं। रात चली गई आंखें खुली, सिर्फ तेरी खुशबू तेरी जिस्मी बातों से,
तेरी आँखों में बस तू है, दिन में तारे क्यों है? मन भूलो बदीवार प्रेमनिया मौसम छे अब आओ मेरे पास रह जाओ मेरे साथ प्रेमनिया मौसम छे
फिर के आई बारिश बरसात माँ उड़े 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 जिया कोरी तेरे साथ माँ घिर 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 के आई बारिश बरसात माँ उड़े 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 जिया कोरी तेरे साथ माँ
बन जाए बात बलमा ये तेरा नाचे जिंग 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 in my face. Can I get a taste? Grab you by the waist.
Hey guys, this is Adi. Tune in to Sweet Summer Live on the 22nd of October at 12 p.m. Eastern to watch me perform a live show exclusively for you. Every single dollar raised goes towards the Covenant House California and the Wayfarer Foundation, who help fight homelessness and shelter the unsheltered. So head on over to sweetsummerlive.com to get your tickets now, and I'll see you there.
Let me in my face. Can I get a taste? Grab you by the waist. Do what I get in me.